Okay, so this week is Parshas Behar Bechukosai, and the Haftorah is the Haftorah Bechukosai, which is found in Yirmiyahu Perek Tes Zayin, where Yirmiyahu Anovi speaks about Hashem Uzium Uzium Nosi Biyom Tzara, that the Ribono Shel Olam is my refuge in times of difficulty, etc. That's what the Navi Yirmiyahu speaks about. The interesting thing about this Haftorah is that this is the Haftorah for the parasha of the Tochacha. Right? The Chukosai is the parasha of the Tochacha. And when you go through this Haftorah, the major theme that you see is a theme of Bitachon BaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You would have thought that the Haftorah for the Tochacha could be one of two things. It could either be the Navi rebuking Klal Yisrael, which is not that uncommon, or it could be some upbeat thing that Klal Yisrael accepts the Musar, and Klal Yisrael does tshuva, and all is grand and glorious. When you go through Sefer Yirmiyahu, so you realize that Prakim, Perek Tes Zayin begins with like a lot of really bad stuff, right? Perek Tes Zayin begins, Ko Amar Hashem al Habonim al Bonos Hayilodim Bamakom Hazeh, Vaimosam Hayodos, Avosam Mulidim, Mimosay Tachalo Im Yamusu. They're going to die painfully. Lo Yisaftu, Lo Yikaveru, right? It begins in a very down sort of way. And the psukim at the end of, or after the Haftarah, are also downer psukim. Right? So this is not part of the good, this is not like Yirmiyahu in the sense of, this is Yirmiyahu in the sense of, what's it called? In the chelak of rebuke of Klal Yisrael, that's when you end up with this Haftarah. And the theme of this Haftarah is a theme of bitachon. So it's in the middle of the Tochacha. And it's not ending good. It's bad at the beginning. It's bad at the end. But in the middle, you have Ko Amar Hashem, Arur HaGivtach Badam, V'Som Basar Zro'o, Min Hashem Yasur Ligo. Cursed be the person who has trust in people. V'Yaka'ar Abarave, Lo Yireki Yavoto, V'Shachan Charim Bamidbar, Eretz Mlecha, V'Lo Teshev, Baruch HaGev Shivtach Bashem. We know that. It's like a song. V'Haya Hashem Mivtacho, right? It's about Bitachon. But the bitachon is between the good and the bad. The bitachon is between, excuse me, the two parts of bad. That means as follows. People, this idea Rav Moshe Lichtenstein has in his Sefer in the YU book about Haftaras, Reb Eliyahu Silverman has this idea as well. People often make a mistake in bitachon. They think that bitachon means, I believe everything will be okay. That's not bitachon. That's being Pollyannish, right? Or that's being, right, that's like saying everything is great, everything will be fine. That's not bitachon. By the way, there are certain schools of thought of bitachon. Like if you look at the Madrigas HaAdam of the Alter Nevardik, his bitachon is pretty close to that idea. I believe that everything will be okay. But the Pashtus is, and the Chazon Ish has this in his Sefer Amunah Bitachon in Perek Beis, the Pashtus is that bitachon just means that the Ribono Shel Olam is with me at all times. Bitachon means that I trust that Hashem is here. And I trust that Hashem is with me if things are bad. And they're still bad. But that's bitachon b'Hashem. And in this context, the bitachon of Perek, Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin, and Yirmiyahu, the bitachon is not that, oh, everything is amazing, everything is going to be grand. Bitachon just means that no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. That's one nekudah that is worth focusing on. I actually brought the ruling safer. Give me 1 second. The next point that's worth mentioning is when you go through these psukim here in Yirmiyahu, so there's another mention to this week's parasha.
I did. I'm so sorry.
There's another connection to There's another connection to this week's parasha, which goes as follows. In Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Dalet. Vishamatta uvaminach aloscha, ashenosati lach, vavadtichas oivecha, be'eret lo yodata, ki esh kedachtem ba'api ad olam tukad. Vishamatta means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to punish you, to push you aside. And the Ribbono Shel Olam will make you serve your enemies. Things are bad. But Rashi has a comment. Vishamatita al karchacha tashmet artzacha is asher lo shavsa b'shavsosechem shamarti lachem b'shavsa aretz. Rashi comments that the Vishamatita in the part of the Haftorah where the Navi is speaking about your land will be desolate, Rashi comments that that's because of Shemitah. The Pasuk says in Parashas B'chukosai, the Torah says that Oz Tirtzeha Oretz HaShab Solseha, that one of the reasons for the Golos, for the Tochacha, is because we didn't keep Shemitah. So the Navi is alluding to that, the way Rashi is learning, with that word in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Daled, Mishamatata. But there's another stronger allusion to the Tochacha with this notion of Bitachon. One of the reasons for the Tochacha is V'halachta mimi b'keri, afani eleichi machem b'chamas keri. Now, what's the idea of keri? What does that mean? So keri is a notion that things just happen. It's all happenstance. It just occurred. That's keri. The opposite of keri is the notion of bitachon. The opposite of keri, of things just happening, is the idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with me at all time. And that means, consequently, that no matter what, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it. Right? I can't say things are keri if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here. Keri could mean I imagine that stuff is just happening on its own, Vesech Nisht. But if I have bitachon, then of course the Ribbono Shel Olam is responsible for everything. The Tochacha comes about because Klal Yisrael sees their suffering and doesn't attribute the suffering to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael doesn't attribute things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says, you know, I'm going to make you suffer even more. I'm going to give a tochacha. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to recognize him. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to see his hand in our lives. So the notion of bitachon is the opposite of keri. That's the opposite of tochacha. Of course, bitachon, the sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with me, comes from an extension of the idea of emunah. Emunah means I believe that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? If you don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, you can't have bitachon. Right? Emunah and bitachon have to be connected, but I think both points, the first point that Rav Rivlin, the Mashgiach and Karen B'Yavna made, based on his pasuk v'shamatita, which connects it to the Tochacha, and on the more fundamental level, I think the connection to the Tochacha is that bitachon is the opposite of keri, and these are some of the points we wanted to make on, these are some of the points that we wanted to make. Questions, comments?